Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
First day of the week, Mary went to the tomb where Jesus had been buried, only to discover that the stone had been removed. It had been rolled away and the tomb was empty. Friends, we've gathered here today and online to celebrate as disciples of Jesus Christ on the first day of the week, to celebrate the good news of the gospel. Jesus Christ has risen. Christ has risen. Christ has risen indeed. Glory, hallelujah. Good morning and happy Easter, and welcome to worship online with First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. My name is Reverend Lindsay Hall, one of the clergy that serves our congregation, and it is a joy to be worshiping with you today from the comfort of your home. We warmly welcome you this day as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The tomb could not be sealed, death could not keep him, but Christ has risen, and he is alive this day, and we celebrate and we rejoice. We would invite you to worship with us online any Sunday morning at 9:30. We also worship in person at 9:30 as well, and we would invite you to share this worship service that somebody might be able to be touched and impacted by this service this morning. Won't you take a moment to share it on your social media? And then we'd encourage you to sign in to record your attendance and let us know that you are worshiping with us this day by going to our church website and checking in at www.brightonfumc.org. As you click on our worship page, there you can find our connection card. Go ahead and record your attendance and let us know that you are there. We are so glad that you're with us. It's a great opportunity to get better connected to the life of the church, and we warmly welcome you here to this church community. And now, with generous hearts, with glad hearts, let us continue our time of worship as we celebrate the resurrection, knowing that with Jesus' resurrection, there is always hope, for he is alive. Amen.
Here's our opening prayer. Almighty God, through your only Son, you overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. This morning we sing in celebration of our Lord's resurrection. Renew our spirits and lead us to new life in your name. Amen.
One, two, one, two, three, four. My shame is taken away. I believe. I'll raise a banner, 'cause my Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. You lift my burdens, I'll rise with you. I'm dancing on this mountaintop to see your kingdom come. My Redeemer lives. 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 Oh. Amen.
Our scripture reading today comes from John 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on, the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned to him and said, in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he has said these things to her. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The stone is rolled away. Yes, the stone is rolled away. Alleluia, let the whole world know that the stone is rolled away.
Stone is rolled away.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the stone is rolled away.
rejoice this Easter day.
The stone is rolled away.
Hallelujah.
The stone is rolled away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let the whole world know
that the stone is rolled away.
Praise the Lord of victory's hymns,
for the stone is rolled away.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord of victory's hymns, so rejoice this Easter day.
The stone is rolled away.
Yes, the stone is rolled away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let the whole world know
that the stone is rolled away.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the stone is rolled away.
Hallelujah. Sing and rejoice this Easter day.
Will you join me now in a time of prayer? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be measured and found acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer, and the one who calls us to live a resurrection faith. Amen. Well, a couple of years ago, my dad got a phone call, and it was from his stepmom, who called to let him know that my grandfather had had a stroke. And everyone, of course, was worried about him. He had had heart attacks and heart issues before, but this time was different. It was not just one stroke, but right after the stroke, there was a heart attack, and they were trying to balance the medications that would regulate his blood pressure. Needless to say, my dad immediately flew down to Florida to be with him and then began to call all of us. I received the phone call, and within a short period of time, I also was on an airplane headed for Florida, along with all of the other grandkids who were able to make it down there, and my dad's siblings were there as well. My siblings eventually made it all down, and we were all there together with my grandfather, who at that point had just become supported by life support after he had had a stroke and a heart attack. We spent several days in the hospital, sitting by his side, visiting him one person after the next, each taking a moment to sit quietly within the ICU room, having an opportunity to share with him our thoughts, even though he wasn't actively responding at the time. Eventually, every single one of us had had an opportunity to be with my grandfather, saying the things that we needed to say, and having an opportunity to spend those last couple of moments with him. The prognosis wasn't good. There was limited hope for a full recovery. Everyone was absolutely broken up over the fact that he wasn't doing well and that there wasn't a strong chance of him recovery. We were devastated. It had all happened so fast, and there wasn't a great opportunity for us to say goodbye or all the things that we wanted to say, which is what made that last couple of visits with him so special. As I was sitting there with him, I had an opportunity to tell him how much I appreciated him and how much I loved him. I remember my sister went into the room and put earphones over his ears and played some of her music for him, which I have to say did significantly alter the blood pressure readings that were connected to his body. Needless to say, my sister and grandfather didn't exactly share the same taste for music. I also remember that there came a point in that particular experience where we all as a family decided to leave my grandfather's side to go get lunch. It had been several days. The pastor had come in from his church down there, and several other folks in the area had come in to check on him over the course of those couple of days. Everyone in the family had had their chance to spend time with him, so we went out to lunch. And we kind of made the comment that it was possible that he was going to pass away. In fact, while he was still able to respond to some of the folks in the room, he did say that he wanted to be by himself, to be at peace, to be able to just go quietly into the night, into eternal rest. So as we sat down to eat a meal with one another, we commented to one another about how he might just choose to pass while none of us are there. Sure enough, As we came back into the hospital, over the loudspeakers, which we had heard numerous times before, a song came. And it was the song that they played every time a new child was born in that hospital. It was a simple nursery rhyme chime. And we all looked at each other and wondered, in a mystical, superstitious way, whether or not that new life was in some way taking the life of my grandfather's, that he was passing on the space, creating room in the world for the new life to come into it. Sure enough, when we took the elevator up to the ICU floor and walked in there, the nurse said she had unfortunate news to share with us, that my grandfather had passed away within the last couple of minutes. In addition to that, as we were visiting with the nurses and doctors and getting more information from them, there was a person in the room right next door who had also suffered some serious medical condition. Around him were his own children, who were far younger than my dad and his siblings. And at some point during his stay in the ICU, my grandfather had said that he had prayed that the folks in the room right next door would be able to survive even if he didn't. That it was important for this father to be there with his kids. And sure enough, after my grandfather had passed, we looked over and the man in the room next door was being de-escalated from the ICU into a normal hospital bed somewhere else in the hospital. Those two incidents, in some small way, were a reminder for me of this story of resurrection and new life. It was an opportunity for me to pastor myself, to hear this story again, that sometimes as we experience death, there is a reminder that there is life even at the end of this one. Not only does that life exist in the eternal gates of heaven, but sometimes new life is born simply as other things die. For me, it was my grandfather, but there was something incredibly comforting about walking into that hospital, knowing that in the very moment that my grandfather was breathing his last breath, a brand new baby was gasping for its first breath of air. When Mary went running to Jesus's tomb to see that it was empty, when she discovered that the stone had been rolled away, I can understand her reaction. She could barely believe her eyes. She wondered who in the world would take Jesus from the tomb. After all, he had already died. There was nothing more that he could do. Who would have the courage and audacity to desecrate a tomb? And so she goes running back and finds the disciples, and they all go sprinting to the tomb. And she hears a voice as she's weeping over the loss of Jesus. Mary, why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? And to her surprise, she stands up and turns around, and there is the resurrected Christ, the one who brings hope even into the world 2,000 years later. There's something special about that Sunday. For those of us who claim this faith as our own, the resurrection of Jesus is an eternal reminder that God is in control and that despite our present circumstances, however bad they may be, and I am here to tell you over the last year, for some of us, the circumstances have been bad. But the resurrection of Jesus is a bold and audacious proclamation of the good news that hope and joy always wins. That death and sickness and plagues and issues that take up so much mental space in the course of our lives do not get to have the final word. There is new life in this, Jesus. There's an opportunity for us to take seriously that evil will never get to have the final say. When the tomb was empty, and Mary discovered it in such a way, it would have been easy for most of us to immediately go into the pit of despair. But that's not how the story ends. And I'm here to tell you that regardless of what you're going through in this moment, no matter how bad things may be, no matter how much you look out across the precipice of this world and see negative headline after negative headline, no matter how bad things have gotten within your family, some of you have suffered incredibly difficult things, major surgeries, breakdowns of relationships, divorces, situations where you've endured violence. In the midst of all of that, in the midst of the crucifixion, the resurrection is coming. And one of the most amazing things to me about the story of the resurrection is the fact that, as the gospel writers tell it, the men who had been following Jesus throughout the course of his entire ministry are sitting there in the upper room, afraid, anxious, worried, wondering what the future of their life might hold, wondering what they should do with their lives going forward. And then this happens. Mary goes to discover that the tomb is empty. She comes back and reports that to a couple of other disciples. Peter goes running to the tomb, discovers that it's empty. They experience the resurrected Jesus, and their lives are never the same. I hope that at some point in your life, you're able to experience the good news of resurrection. I hope that at some point in your life, you're able to experience the empty tomb, the end of death and destruction and despair. I hope that somewhere deep down in the fiber of your beings, you know that God is in control and that there's nothing that can ever be done to separate you from the love that you have in Jesus Christ. That's the essence of hope. No matter how sick you might have been, no matter how hopeless or filled with despair, at the end of the day, I believe that God is playing over the speakers in all of our lives that incredible sound, that chime, that nursery rhyme song that signals that new life is coming into the world and that God is in control and that it's all going to be okay in the end. It's been a hard year. So I guess what I want you to get out of this message is this, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what challenges you're experiencing in this world, may you have the opportunity to pause, to open up your ears and to hear the song played over the loudspeakers of a hospital that announce that even into the midst of this time of grief and loss, new life, being born into this world, drawing its first breath. Some of the things that we were doing before this pandemic maybe needed to be put to rest so that we could create space for new things to happen. Maybe there are some activities that you are a part of that need to be left in the tomb so that new things can come to life. Maybe there were some things in your life that you decided you no longer want to take into your future, that you want to leave behind. Maybe there are addictions that you've been fighting and you're looking to be in recovery. Maybe there are patterns of behavior that you don't want to take into your future. And that's what Easter is all about. The new life that we have in Jesus Christ, the hope that we experience, the joy that we can find in the resurrection is what allows us to have hope for the future and for ourselves. Death and sickness and despair do not get the final word with Jesus. Guilt and shame do not get to have the final word with Jesus. Friends, the tomb is empty. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
He is risen. He is risen indeed. Happy Easter, everyone. Good morning and welcome to Easter. I'm so blessed to be able to share this time with you and so happy to be here. Easter is a special time for me. I'm reminded once several years ago, an Easter that I spent after the kids went off to school and moved away. First Easter I spent by myself. And I'm okay spending time by myself. It's not a big deal for me. But this one particular Easter Sunday, a girl from the congregation came up to me and gave me an Easter egg that had been decorated. I didn't decorate any eggs that year myself because I didn't see much point in it being by myself. But when this young girl gave me that one, that was the only Easter egg I had that year. It really meant a lot to me. It was very special, and I'm reminded about it every Easter when time comes around. I think about her, and I think about that egg. And I think about the small things we do in our lives for other people. And sometimes it's not just the big things that we do that make a difference, but the tiny things too. It seemed like a small thing giving someone an egg, but to me it meant the world. And I was very, very appreciative of it. And I remember it every single Easter. Now, if you would, please join me in an attitude of prayer. Bow your heads and pray with me. Lord, our Father, Jesus, our Savior, we give you thanks for your love, your grace, and your power on this blessed resurrection morning. We thank you for the many friends and loved ones who have made the effort to gather with us today, whether it be in person or online. The women gathered their spices and traveled the road to the tomb to find it empty, and were told that Jesus had risen. Then they traveled the road to the disciples to tell them the good news. Today we choose our road, which leads to the good news and the hope of a better world by following Jesus Christ. Lord, by raising Christ your Son, you conquered the power of death and opened for us the way to eternal life. Let our celebration today raise us up and renew our lives by the Spirit that is in with us. Lord, the resurrection of your Son has given us new life and renewed hope. Help us to live as new people in pursuit of the Christian ideal. Grant us wisdom to know what we must do, the will to want to do it, the courage to undertake it, the perseverance to continue to do it, and the strength to complete it. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Today we celebrate and give thanks that in life, in death, in life after death, we belong to God. Lord, a new day has come, a new road to follow, and new hope for a better life and a better world by following the teachings of a risen Jesus Christ, who, when asked by the disciples, "How do we pray?" said, "Pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Have a blessed Easter. Remember, God loves you, and there ain't a darn thing you can do about it. God is good all the time. Amen.
you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from the slavery of sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took a loaf of bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this and eat it as often as you can in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took a cup, he gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice and union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of the bread and the cup. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. And we trust by the power of the Holy Spirit that these elements are freely given for all of God's children. And so if you are watching this from the comfort of your own home and you feel moved to take a piece of bread and dip it into a cup from your living room or your couch or wherever you might be, we trust that the Holy Spirit is connecting us in communion with one another, believing and trusting that we are all welcome at God's table, because it's not a Methodist table, it's not my table, it's God's table, and that means everybody is welcome. So would you please come and feast at this heavenly banquet?
God has given us new life and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In gratitude, let us offer our hearts and the fruits of our labors back to God through the church. We'd invite you now to share your tithes and offerings, either by going online and giving in that way, by visiting our church website at www.brightonfumc.org, clicking on giving and giving through electronic means, or by mailing your check into the church or stopping by during the weekday and sharing your offering. However you choose to give, thank you. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for sharing the love of God with the world, that Christ's mission and ministry may continue. And now let us continue in praise and in worship, in prayer and in service to God. Glory, hallelujah, Christ has risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
friends, thank you so much for joining us for Easter Sunday services here at First United Methodist Church of Brayden and Whitmore Lake. We're so grateful that you decided to make this your spiritual home on Easter Sunday. We hope that the service was inspiring for you, and wanted to let you know that next week, Reverend Sue Patu will be coming back here, her home congregation, before she went to serve as a deacon, an ordained deacon at Cass Community United Methodist Church and Social Service Agency in the city of Detroit. She will be bringing the message next Sunday, and we're so excited to have her here back in her home church to bring the word. As we conclude this time together, I hope that you have had a blessed Holy Week here at the church. We hope that you've been moved spiritually and that you've been invited into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. As we conclude this service together, I pray we would all depart with the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, knowing beyond the shadow of a doubt that Christ is risen and that hope is alive in our world today. Let us go in peace. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.
have now set apart. From the ash I'm born again, forever safe in the Savior's hands. You are more than my words could say. I'll follow you, Lord, for all my days. I'll fix my eyes following your way. Pressing on till I see your face. I will live that you will be done. And I won't stop till your kingdom comes. 'Cause you are my freedom. We lift you higher.
I will feast at the table of the Lord. I won't hunger anymore at his table. I will feast at the table of the Lord. I will feast at the table of the Lord. And I won't hunger anymore at his table. Come all you to his table.